Over six albums, they've endeared themselves to Aussie music fans, and now comes not one, but two performances at Summer Sounds Festival this week. Ballpark Music, they're making it happen. Dean from Ballpark Music, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Nice to be here.
Hey, Dean, there was a pretty significant countdown that took place this weekend with Cherub ranking in said countdown at number four. You've been celebrating that ever since?
Yeah, definitely. I'm sort of still getting over the celebrations, to be honest.
too right.
Yeah, exactly. But it hasn't really sunk in. Any sort of poll where you know, a lot of people vote for you and you know, end up at the pointy end, it's sort of a bit hard to comprehend just how well your song's gone. So, yeah, it's still a bit shook by it, to be honest. But, yeah, great result.
I personally appreciated your tweet. We have no business playing around in the top five. Oh, my gosh. So great.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oh, that's how we feel. Like, you know, we always... I'm glad it wasn't number one because it gives us some headroom to move, you know, next time.
Room to grow. I like it.
Dean, I'm going to take this interview a little bit off-road here and bring up the fact that I've just discovered you're a twin.
Yes, I am. Identical twin.
Wowee. Dean and Daniel, both in the band. Have you ever had one of those twin moments, you know, where you're apart and you feel that something's wrong with your twin? Is that a thing?
I think so. I think I put it down to, like, knowing each other so well, though, as opposed to it being, like, a spiritual thing. Like, I guess if you asked either of our wives, they'd probably tell you we spend too much time together or too much time talking to each other. And I think, you know, you just get into that routine. So if something's wrong and he hasn't called me for a while or I haven't called him or, you know, like, you start to feel a little bit like, oh, this aura is off here. And then, you know, I'll call him, be like, if something happened, he's like, yeah, man, I'm like, oh, I knew it, but I think it's just because you didn't call me. I didn't have him on tab 24/7.
You guys are a five-piece. Does it help having an ally in a twin in terms of making a democratic band decision? Because having two in one corner already, very strong start.
The beauty of that is if there's two people in the band that ever disagree on things, it's him and myself.
Damn. Yeah, that's not making the most of it at all.
Your parents must be proud as well, of course, going, well, that's fairly successful. We've managed to produce this, pull this off.
Oh, exactly. I think, like, being a twin was, you know, when I started playing guitar and it was like, oh, well, you start playing drums too and then we can play together. And that just helped us to, you know, start playing music with another person, which I think is gives you a little bit of a head start. If you're sort of at home just playing by yourself as a young kid and then one day, yeah, it's like, oh, here's some more musicians, play together. It's not easy. So we just kind of, yeah, we had an advantage there, I guess.
We're talking to Dean from Ballpark Music. Dean, the new album, the self-titled album, dropped last October. I've heard comment from the band saying that the self-titled album can signal the start of a new era. A lot of artists will do it straight up. You waited to album number six. Is this a new era for Ballpark?
Yeah, I think so. It's a new era, but it comes off the back of, you know, so many years of, I guess, it's hard to self-title a record unless you feel like your debut record, unless you feel like you're really announcing yourself and you're going to kind of wear your heart on your sleeve. But for us, like, I guess the whole title of our band, Ballpark Music, given, you know, ballpark figure somewhere in the ballpark, we've been searching for whatever our ballpark is for 6 years, you know. And I think this record was the first one that came about, and we just went, you know what, let's not even worry about all the things we've worried about in the past, whether our music's too eclectic or whether we need to make sure we're adding certain things to certain songs. We just went, let's just make the record we want to make, you know. Keep it simple. And that's why the self-titled just felt right this time, I guess.
Damn straight.
I love that you guys have said online that, you know, making albums is not always glamorous, and, you know, there's a line here where you said, you know, we're making music in a hot shed somewhere. I love that. I feel like that is brilliant, because when music comes from somewhere like that, you can hear it, you know, it just feels more real. And the fact that you've made an album like this and then said this is the most us, the most authentic, is very cool.
Yeah, I was talking to Sam about this the other day, because we've just moved studios, and the new one that we have is just ridiculously good. The most ideal space to make music in that we've ever had, and hopefully that doesn't signal that these albums will start turning bad. But at the last one, there were so many times where it was almost impossible to even work in there with the heat or the noise from other rooms. So when we did have moments where there was, you know, it was comfortable enough to be in there and there was no noise about, it just felt like the euphoria of having like some time to actually make some music together was just so high. Like the highs and lows were contrasting a lot, which I think, made it happen and made the music even more inspired, because when we could actually record something in there, it was like, yes. And, you know, we just push ourselves. So
I knew it sounded less sweaty. That's what really came across to me, less sweaty music. Hey, Summer Sounds Festival has already seen artists like Bernard Fanning, Something for Kate, Mole Rat Rule, Spiderbait and Jebediah, and Lime Cordial just played on Sunday. Have you been talking to many of the artists about what their experience has been like in this new pod setup?
Yeah, we had a couple of our crew members from up here did the show with the Jungle Giants about 2 weeks ago now, I think. It was in the first week of shows. So they've been giving us like a big heads up on, you know, what the pod scenario is like. But apparently they said it was really great. You know, the vibe, it's different, but so is, you know, the world we live in these days.
Yeah.
And I think that punters are just so keen to get out the shows as much as, you know, bands and artists want to play the shows. So, you know, regardless of the situation, I think people are embracing it. I know, like, personally, when people are bringing drinks to my little pod and I'm not rubbing shoulders with other sweaty people and, you know, maybe the line for the toilet isn't that huge, like, I'm kind of digging it. Like, I love that. So it'd probably be the ideal gig for me as a punter, and I think other people will embrace it too.
I went along to one of the gigs a couple weeks ago, and that was my exact thoughts. You're just sitting down. Yeah. People brought along, like, cheese platters and stuff. No one's trying to push in front of you. And, you know, if you want to dance, you can dance. If you want to just sit back and sip on some wine or whatever, you can. It's really cool.
Didn't you get lost?
I mean, at one point, I was a little bit naughty, and I did a little bit of a naughty visit to the wrong pod,
hey,
but
Dean,
it's okay.
You might need to be doing a little bit of audience navigation from the stage. Just be prepared for that, all right?
Yeah, I will. We'll keep, like, I'll make sure my microphone is always hot, just in case I see someone looking for their pod.
You need some of those airplane table tennis paddles just to direct people in the right direction. Summer Sounds Definitely. Festival has added a second Ballpark Music Spacey Jane and Jess Day show. It's actually tomorrow night, Thursday the 28th. They've sold out Friday. You can't get there. If you want to get along, the new show has limited capacity, all ages section. Tickets and info can be found at summersoundsfestival.com. The latest album is self-titled, Ballpark Music. Dean from the band, thank you so much for joining us, mate.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.